Blog Talk Radio.
Good morning. Dobro jutro. Bonjour. Everything changes. Everything. Some changes may take millions of years to be affected, but all forms are subject to transformation. I want to remind you, when you woke up this morning, you had 24 hours to design your life. 1,440 minutes. Even some of the most subtle of forms. What is your belief system? It evolves. It doesn't remain dormant unless you're living in the past. So, as we evolve, it means that our senses of self evolve as well. Who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Change is constant, but you need to know when to shift your strategies to accommodate change. Can't you just feel the energy in that? That you are the pilot of your life. Course have you charted? It is 8:01 a.m. Central Time in Chicagoland. Where are you? What time is it? The call-in number, you're all invited to call in. 347-637-3789. That's 347-637-3789. Who are you? Are you the authentic you? Are you living your life according to the gospel of other people? You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners in locally, nationally, and internationally, circling the world, reaching listeners in any country in the world. Who are you? Are you living a genuine life? The shows are archived, blogtalkradio.com/Kathy Watson, and click on the show. Tuesday, May 17th, we did Digging Up Your Authentic You. And we talked about, who are you? What are you? And where are you going? Today, living a genuine life, everything changes. Every second, every blink of the eye, there's a change. You know, we have many, many voices, and we wear many, many, many hats. Tomorrow at 8 a.m., you are the creator of your life. And Friday at 8 a.m., live in the now. This is all we have. This is all we have. Let me ask you something. How many people are walking around today who see themselves as bad, unworthy, or unlovable simply because someone or some belief said they were? Delete them all immediately. Get your pen and pad out, and for the next 24 hours, I want you to write down everything that you believe about yourself. And you see, the only thing that's standing in the way of authenticity, how authentic are you, is your belief system. You know, when we were kids, we were growing up, even while we were being carried prenatal, we heard the vibration of the world that we were going to enter. You deserve an authentic, beautiful life. I want you to live your life like it's golden. You know, we're living longer, but not necessarily better. The quality of life eludes many. It doesn't have to be that way. We all have the same power within your thoughts to direct our lives to our dreams. What are your dreams? Share them with me today. 347-637-3789. Do you see yourself as spiritual? Oh, I'm looking at my cute little Buddha here. Morning, morning. And Jesus. They're together. But let me ask you something, darlings. Are you a spiritual being? Are you filled with the spirit of good, togetherness, love? What I wish for myself, I wish for all mankind and the entire universe. That's the fourth prayer. And Nichiren Shoshu Nam Yoho Ringe Kyo. Are you judgmental? I want you to write down for 24 hours what you believe, what is genuine to you, and back it up. There's one word that I want you to write down at the top. Justify. Justify your belief system. Justify what's standing in the way of your authenticity. You see, you were put here on this earth to fill a space. If you don't do it, who will? So what have you got? You see, when we know that we're spiritual beings, that we really have the goodness of life in our heart, not only for yourself, you have to wish it for yourself first, and then wish it for all mankind. That's taking responsibility for your life. You can enjoy your successes. And there are no mistakes. It's a learning process. You need to know. You need to really come to this awareness that our successes and failures are not who we are. They are only indicating how we are using the power within us. What are your thoughts? Let me repeat this. Your successes and failures are not who you are. Success and failure indicates how you're using the power within you. It's your mind. Tuesday, Wednesday, Thursday, Friday, I love giving a half hour of my life. Time is life with all of you. And I encourage you to call in and share your obsessions, your authenticity, and how you got to where you are today. And what is it that you need to do to reach the mountain, to reach that mountaintop. I love the learning process. I'm thinking that as we get on in our life, and every 7 years, we go through a biological and physiological change. it's kind of exciting because in my mind's eye, I just see me moving higher on the path of life, which has no end, only new beginnings, new opportunities, new portals and vistas to enter, to explore. Take your thinking to the next level. Can you do that? Can you possibly transform into your best self? You don't even know who you are. You don't know who you are. Are you living a genuine life that is solely designed by you, your choices? Can you at age 65 make the choice of transformation by taking a transgender journey to be who you truly are? Can you? Would you take this leap and in all instances see the effects of not only great physical change, but also vast internal changes as well? Can you be quiet? Can you truly be quiet and listen to what your heart is saying? You see, I love theater. I love being an octogenarian, leading by example, guiding you by example. And I love being on the stage because in love letters and timeless rhythms of soul gives me an opportunity to express the deep feeling that I have for the stage. You know, Shakespeare said the world is a stage and we're all players. And then I want to talk about Bruce Jenner. Now, before I get on to that, if you are living an authentic life that is truly yours and living the gospel of who you are, then you're free. You're free from judgments. You're free from accusations. You don't have to justify anything because you're an example. I am an example. Because, you see, Amatika loves playing the youth game. I made up my mind a long time ago that I was going to live my life according to the gospel of Kathy Watson. Yes, it's a learning curve. Oh, I made a bunch of boo-boos. And even if I do now, I just step outside of myself and look at it and say, what lesson do I need to learn here? Why are we so judgmental? Any of you out there, if it's a transgender, do it. It's your life. And the others should butt out. If your change, if your decision doesn't harm anyone and it makes you happy, then what is holding you back? And same-sex marriages. Why not? Why not? And who are you to judge? Who are we to judge? Do you put the food on their table? Do you pay their bills? Why don't you mind your own business and be the best that you possibly can? Not too long ago, I was at one of the functions locally, and this couple walked in, and this gal had a shirt on that said, "Please don't judge me until you have walked in my shoes." How dare any of you declare what is right and wrong. Who made you, Jesus Christ, and walk on water? And all of you atheists, oh, you're amusing. I find it refreshing to know that you believe in nothing. How's your life going? How is your life going? And when you make a judgment, cast anything on anyone, I want you to justify it. You're listening to Live with Kathy on Blog Talk Radio, the world's largest social network, reaching listeners not only locally, nationally, but internationally. You could be part of the consortium. I have an introductory offer. You see, radio is a learning curve, and it's a powerful marketing tool. You may want to reconsider taking an ad out in the paper or doing something else. I don't know what you're doing. And let your voice be heard on Blog Talk Radio under the direction of Kathy Watson. Yes, I am the expert. Do you want to make your radio debut? You could email me at kathystudio@sbcglobal.net. You could write to me, Post Office Box 95913, Hoffman Estates, Illinois, 60195. And then log on to my website, simplyageless.net, kathywatsonspeaks.com. Click on the video. Even though Shakespeare was born in 1564, his works portray many of the same themes found in the great soul songs written 400 years later. James Brown and the Bard, Soul Songs and Shakespeare. We would love to entertain you. When Roger and I are on the stage, the world could come to an end and we wouldn't know it, because we're in our element. And when you're in your element, and it is a genuine decision, everything comes very easy. It's very easy for me to perform. I'm using my actress voice, and I put my actress hat on, and so does Roger. Scroll down to books. The Elixir of Youth, Secrets of a Spring Chicken. Move over, Ponce de Leon. I have discovered the secrets to the fountain of youth. Discover how you can look and feel younger and better longer than you ever thought possible right now. No costly equipment, no costly operations, just my methods and techniques. Oh, okay, you want to reinvent the wheel? Be my guest. But if you truly want to look at transformation, the reformation of your life, get the book. It's available through me, ebook or soft copy. You could only get it by contacting me via email. And it's under copyright. Scroll down. Choices. Awe-inspiring choices revealed by successful entrepreneurs. There were 14 of us that bared our soul. We stood on top of the mountain. We went through the abyss to help you find your way to a happy, healthier, prosperous life. It's available at Author House. Scroll down, The Heart of the Lion. My trip to Africa, it was a photo journey. The migration of the wildebeest on the Serengeti. The herd of elephants, the mama, papa, teenagers, and babies. Samburu, Kikorok, Mount Kenya, Mount Kilimanjaro. Fiction and nonfiction written with my co-author, Tom Puttrick. I still see it as a movie. And I'm taking steps in that direction. Scroll down. 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life. That copy isn't on my website yet, But stop and think of it. In Choices, there were 14 of us, and 101 great ways to improve your life. So 115 of us took out the time to share our experience with you to help you enjoy a happier life. The Heart of the Lion, Ex Libris, and Amazon, and 101 Great Ways to Improve Your Life, Volume 2, David Ricklin, that is Self-Growth and Amazon. We're all in this together. And our world is shrinking. But can you accommodate the changes? Just imagine what our world would be like if we didn't subscribe to the changes technology today. Just stop and think digitally. After this show is over with, it will circle the world in a couple of minutes. Can't you just feel that energy? Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Brotherhood and Sisterhood, Ironworkers Impact. Titanic Shaping and Bridging the Future. Giant titans of incredible strength and vision coming together to create a stronger and better informed, educated world. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by the Ironworkers Impact Management Progressive Action Cooperative Trust, expanding job opportunities for ironworkers and their contractors through progressive and innovative cooperative programs. Incorporating the Dom Perignon of construction trades with the safest, most productive, and efficient contractors in the world. To find out more, log on impact-net.org. The Dom Perignon of the trades, Ironworkers International. I love to illuminate the character of ironworkers, their hidden talents, to pay homage to their commitment to family, work ethics revealed not only in their artistry, but in the spirit of brotherhood, sisterhood, and solidarity. Ironworkers, guys and gals, offer a full spectrum in career development. Earn while you learn. Log on ironworkers.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Hoffman Estates Park District. They stood on the mountaintop in 2009 and held the gold medal in their hand for excellence. And I love the 50-plus consortium. The director, Rika, she's on a tour now, I think, to Mount Rushmore with many of the 50-plus that signed on. How she does it, I'll never know. She's incredible. Now, if you're bored and lonely, pick up the mirror and say, I guess I created my life. Contact your park district, senior centers, and libraries. Don't retire. Refire your passion for life. Log on heparks.org. Live with Kathy is brought to you in part by Greg McIntyre, our CPA, ahtax@ameritech.net. You know, looks do matter, and so do your actions. What's your belief system about you? Everyday happenings that we all experience, and remember, change is constant, takes its toll on our looks and our health. Stress, trauma, anger releases toxins into the body. Do you know how to neutralize them? Get the book, Simply Ageless. Is that the change, the transformation that you're looking for? Another author extraordinaire, Edith Nam, to a positive mindset and extend your lifeline. Get the book at Amazon.com, Author House, Barnes & Noble. Do you want to have your own home-based business? Are you a solopreneur or retired? Or do you have a job that you really, you know, you have that fire in the belly desire to have your own business? And it doesn't take tons of money. You could start without investing huge capital, but it is a business. You have to have a formula, and I have a formula. Imagine the CEO of your own business, fulfilling your dreams, reaching your goals. And this gives you an incredible opportunity to challenge yourself. But do you believe in yourself? Get in touch with me, Kathy Studio at sbcglobal.net. How genuine is your life? How genuine are you? Can you do what Bruce Jenner did? Can you imagine living a life that truly isn't you? What a journey. Do you have the guts to make the transformation? You see, Jenner's story reminds us of what transformation really means. And this occurs when we make changes to our lives that are so great that we can never again think of ourselves as we used to be. Of course, not all changes are as visually dramatic as Jenner's. But there's a life-changing element to all of it. And Wayne Dyer said that if we truly believe that we are spiritual beings living a human life, this would suggest that growth and changes in us would naturally come through spiritual expansions. Now, come on, reality. Not all of us want to be a priest, nun, or ministers. But the mind of God, which Ernest Holmes in Science of Mind believed is the mind we use, will be on hand to inform us at all the time, especially if we make the invitation through a quiet openness. Meditate. Sit down. Don't let any thoughts come in. In fact, if we look through the choices we have made in our lives, we may find that some of them were guided by a wiser use of mind than we could understand at the time. So you could ask yourself, if I become more conscious of what I'm using, how much more of an authentic person could I become? How much more real, more courageous? What are you afraid of? What are you afraid of? What's standing in your way of living a genuine life? Self-assessment and examination are one thing, but very important to the truth-seeking mind. But self-criticism is quite another and never healthy. Self-laceration cannot get us where we want to go because it injures our use of the infinite mind and does not allow light and healing to come to us. Are you toxic, negative thinking? How could you possibly grow if you truly believe someone else's beliefs and what they said? That's going to inhibit your pathway to wisdom, guidance, and inspiration because you're embracing the idea that you're not deserving. When you know yourself as a spiritual being, be responsible for your own life, enjoy your success, and self-correct mistakes, especially as we come to know that our successes and failures are not who we are. They only indicate how we are using the power within. Until tomorrow, au revoir.